You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Part two of our special edition of the John C. Scott Show. This portion of the John C. Scott Show originates from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Witness Leo Golombleski, former coach of the Wildcat Hockey and just one of the great guys of all time in our town. Leo, what are you doing now? Tell me about your activity. What have you been up to?
Well, first of all, the Ice Cats don't exist anymore. I guess they're the Wildcats now.
Yep.
But the point is what we do and have been for 35 years is the Leo Golombleski Celebrity Golf Classic. We're still raising money for Augie's Quest, which is, of course, muscular dystrophy.
Right.
We wrote a book about founding the Ice Cats in 79. We did that for 32 years, and now we're working on the second book. And very interested in politics, of course, listened to you for years and years, and taught government at Sal Point. And so we're keeping busy, married 42 years to my wife, Paula, and just going along, trying to get stuff done.
Well, you're one of the great people in all of this town, and I've always admired not only your tenacity, but your ability to get things done. Ice Cat hockey was a phenomena unlike anything else that ever happened across this country. It was so special.
Well, we think it was. In fact, it seemed like when it came to the media, we were a big story everywhere in the country except for Tucson.
Yeah. Exactly.
But our fans were incredible. As Jesse knows, he helped us build a program to where we drew 6,000-7,000 fans a game. We graduated all of our kids, and they played pretty good hockey in spite of me.
And beat ASU 100 times, I think.
The record was 66 times in a row. And but we always felt that we came here to build a hockey team with American kids, so we did that. And ASU was a sidebar only because our kids played well nationally, internationally, went to Iceland, went to Sweden and Denmark, and the kids did a great job.
You know, Coach, I want to finish the story that I started when you and I met at my service station, Lugo Speedway Chevron, that was located on the northeast corner of Speedway and 6th Avenue. And then you told me about the Ice Cats. I said, there's hockey. I said, ice? Where? You took me down to the community center. You showed me that. Then you and I sat down. We put a bid program together to solicit to Chevron Corporation. At that time, we had 23 other Chevron dealers here in Tucson. And what is a dealer? We're mom-and-pop operation that lease stations from Chevron Corporation. So we put the deal together. And I believe, Coach, I think it was $25,000 that we requested matching funds from Chevron. But when I first contacted them, they said, well, we want you to also co-sponsor the Ice Cats. It's ice hockey here in Tucson. Lugo, you pulled some strings, but there's no ice in Tucson, Arizona. Now it's close to hell. It's so hot there. So no, we have a community center. But the short story was that they did contribute, you know, for quite a few years. And we proudly sponsor the Ice Cats there, the mat center where your players display the Chevron logo on the right-hand corner. By doing so, Coach, you know, that in itself, when your fans that attended all those hockey games, it increased the gasoline that was purchased at Chevron Station throughout Tucson, you know, for many, many years. But, Coach, it's been an honor and a privilege, you know, to consider you as a friend, but also How's your wife, Paula, doing?
Paula's doing great. In spite of me, you know, she hasn't changed the locks on the door. So I guess that's a good sign. But no, she's doing well, busy working and stuff, and busy trying to take care of an increasingly old ex-goaltender.
Yeah, but the deal is, you talk about writing books about the Ice Cats. If Paula could write a book about 42 years with Leo, it'd be a bestseller for 42 years.
I'm afraid that'd probably be true. There's no doubt about that. The first
42
book we
years.
Wrote was, you know, people always wanted to know why you would do something like that. In fact, when I told that to Don Rickles, he ended up writing the intro to my first book. And he said only a Polish guy from Chicago, an ex-goalie, would be dumb enough to come out to Arizona to start a program in the desert. And that stuck.
Coach, of all the players you've had for many years, just name one that because of your inspiration as a coach and a mentor, tell us a little bit about what they do today as a huge success story.
Well, you know, I started with high school coaching Illinois after the St. Louis Blues experience, and I had a call just Tuesday night from one of my high school players who went to a Blackhawk alumni meeting, and the Hawks' number one draft pick was there, and he talked about discipline and sacrifice. That's how I'm in the National Hockey League. And Tim called to tell me that it reminded him of what I taught him when he was a high school kid, and that's pretty gratifying. He became one of the biggest entrepreneurial-type meat distributor in Illinois and the Midwest. And of course, as far as ice cats are concerned, we coast about 400 of them. They all seem to be doing well. They're on the stock exchange in Chicago, business owners. And of course, they coached hockey, some of them too. And so, like I say, it's been pretty gratifying that you impacted lives and they still remember after all these years.
Well, Coach, you're a legend. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for the bikes. We appreciate it, too. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, I'll be in touch with you guys.
Okay,
and,
you do that.
Off the air, and be safe.
Thank you so much.
I want to wish you, your wife, Paula, and your mom the best this holiday season, Coach.
42 years. Wow. That's amazing. That's a long period of time, isn't it, to be married. That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you, Coach.
Leo Golombieski, the coach of the Ice Cats. We're going to talk about Tucson Map and Flags now because they have concierge service. Tucson Map and Flag Stores, where Tucsonans grew up, now obviously is closed, that wonderful store on First Avenue. Tucson Map and Flags, though, is open on your business phone. Cheryl Smith, American flag expert, can be reached at 887-4234. Order your American-made flag now at a great price. Almost any size is available. Travel maps to most places in the world available as well. Now the concierge service of Tucson Map and Flag, just a phone call away. Call Charles Smith at 887-4234 and place your order. Tucson Map and Flag, sharing your pride in America with a display of America's most cherished symbol. Call 887-4234. Jesse, we got almost $2,000 right now, at least had it close to it.
Yeah, it was $1,925 with Coach Leo Golombieski.
Sam Stone gave us a bike as
well. Sam Stone also, Michelle also donated. And of course, again, Marathon Petroleum Oil with Speedway branded stations here in Tucson with their $1,650. And Matt Lowell's $55, so it gives us a grand total of $1,925.
This portion of the John C. Scott Show originates from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. We'd like to invite you to watch the bicycles and go to the children. That's December 7th at the Oaks Lodge 385 at 1800 North Oracle. All you got to do is show up about 10 o'clock in the morning. Fire truck will be there bringing Santa and Mrs. Claus down from the heavens, and the police department will make everything safe for you at that corner where it's a pretty busy traffic day. And we're just so wonderful that the people at the Oaks Lodge 385 will be there to assist giving away the 500 bicycles. But to watch the children's faces is this the most special part of the holidays that you have to just see to believe. Come by, join us December 7th, Elks Lodge 385, 18 North Oracle. And call us and give us money for a bike, 790-2040, 790-2040.
You know, we're expecting a call from Linda Smith. Linda Smith is one of the parishioners there at Mount Calvary Baptist Church. They're located at Lester and North 6th Avenue. She'll be calling in to give a testimonial about what these Christmas bicycles mean to the children in that area in North Tucson.
By the way, you can go online to give. That's the way a great many people did yesterday, and well, again today. Tell people how easy that is.
Well, the easy way is just go to lugocharities.com on our website. You'll see the link on the left-hand side to donate online. That is by Pyrex protected the donation link on it, so information that you put in, it is secured. But at the same time, if you just want to just download the contribution form, just print it out, mail in your check, make it out to Bike in a Box. Of course, you're going to mail it to P.O. Box 26363, Tucson, Arizona, 8-5-7-2-6.
Linda Smith's on the line. Jesse, here she is.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good.
Hi, Linda.
We want to thank you for calling on behalf of Mount Calvary Baptist Church that is located on Lester and Oracle. And it'll be great. Tell us a little bit about your about the church here, but also the primarily the children that you have pre-selected that are going to be receiving a Christmas bicycle on Saturday, December the 7th.
Well, we're Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church, and we do a lot for our community. We feed on Thursday. We feed the homeless on Thursdays. We have other things that we give to people on Tuesdays. We have food. We donate sleeping bags every year to the homeless. So we try to do a lot. And for Mr. Jesse to have this program and open it up to our church to help us help other people, other children get bikes, it really excited me. We started this, what, about 5-6 years ago, Mr. Jesse?
That is correct, Anna.
And so it was a great feeling to be able to give these bikes to the kids from another organization. And the kids that we give these bikes to are very appreciative. And this year, Mr. Jesse said they're also going to be giving out helmets, which is really great. So now the parents won't have to worry about finding helmets. But all the kids that we have given these bikes to have been very appreciative. They've written letters. And parents have called me and thanked me. So, but as I told them, it wasn't me. It was God, and it was Mr. Jesse and his group that does this. So this year, having them come out on the 7th and see this happen, I think it will open up eyes and show people what the community does for the community.
Yeah, I guarantee, Linda, when these children see Santa being delivered in a fire truck at 10 in the morning, lifted up in the air in the ladder, it looks like Santa and Mrs. Santa are come down from heaven. And so when they, and then when they're hoisted down on the asphalt, there'll be the superheroes there.
Wow.
You'll be there to see that. When you see that, I'm going to tell you, boy, it's going to make your Christmas for many, many years.
Just being able to give the bikes have made my Christmas. So, yes, definitely.
Well, I think, you know, synergy is coming together because there's much need throughout Tucson. Certainly, the congregation there at Mount Calvary Baptist Church. In fact, I was telling John that he should take his wife Amy there to one of the services there on Sunday. I said,
yes.
Because that in itself is an experience that he and his wife will never forget.
Wow.
Oh, thank you. You're so beautiful. Yes, and anybody that's listening is welcome to come and visit our church. We will be giving you a check this year, Mr. Jesse. Not sure of the amount yet, but we will be giving you a check, and I'll bring that on that Saturday, if that's okay.
Well, thank you, Linda. Again, we thank Mount Calvary Baptist Church for pre-selecting all these children that will be attending the event just 2 weeks from today. As I said, by now, all the kids.
I'm so excited.
Linda, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you. We're so glad that you could be a part of this. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a good day.
You bet.
Thank you, Linda.
Well, there's just special people that you've met over the 20 years. And I think that's one of the things that's kept you doing this year after year, Jesse. Certainly is one of the incentives that I've had is you just meet some of the best people on earth, like Leo Golombieski.
Absolutely.
And others. Sam Stone's another one of them. And, of course, Linda and the people at Apollo School that you introduced us. These are people that devote their lives to helping others and making kids have a great opportunity to enjoy life and to be successful in life. And there's so many people that devote their lives in this town to other people that it makes it such a special place to live. I've always noted that in every, you know, I've done this show for 31 years, and I've been on the air in Tucson for 50 years, and I tell you, it's a special community because of the people caring about other people. That's really what makes Tucson unique.
Well, John, you're the testimonial about, you know, the generosity of people here in Tucson, Arizona. It's a simple program that we have. People just sponsor a bicycle. We then get the bicycle for Walmart. Why Walmart? They give us a best price, but also at the same time, they deliver the bicycles to us. Remember the early years where we had to get rental trucks or pickup trucks and go pick up the bicycles and bring them in. So when I developed the relationship with Walmart, they've been a great corporate sponsor each and every year to give us the best price they can, but also deliver the bicycles to us. on the day of the event.
Well, you may be one of the few that buy 500 bikes at a time, too. That helps a little bit.
Well,
how many bikes do you want there, Mr. Lugo? Well, we'll take 500, thanks. Maybe 50 more if we can do
it. In fact, I called the Walmart manager back in June and pre-ordered the bicycles just to make sure that they arrived. They're here now.
Yeah.
The trailer's already at the Walmart center. All they have to do is hook up the semi truck to it and be there at Elkslash 35 between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. Our volunteers will be ready to unload it. And again, Terry D with Home Depot will be there. He's our official timekeeper each and every year. So he'll call at the time, but the time that it took us to unload the first bike down to the last one.
Well, thanks for your purchase, Mr. Lugo. We'll put that on your card. And then you hear somebody swallowing difficult.
Yeah, but from time to time when we need it.
I beg your pardon, my card? What card?
From time to time.
What are you talking about?
We needed supplies, you know, to put this event on at Elkslash 385. We go to Home Depot, and Home Depot has been a sponsor of whatever we need. They allow us to whatever be caution tape, mask it, whatever it is. They're very gracious to sponsor our event each and every year.
Home Depot is great. And Terry D is one of the nicest neighbors anybody could have. Yeah. He's a neighbor of mine. I just love him to death. He really is one of the great good guys in the entire world. He
Terry, but also he's associated with, what's that center on West Grand Road?
Well, he was with Habitat for Humanity for
many
years.
There you go, yes.
Yeah. And he ran the retail store for a long time. He's still a part of their effort, but he works for Home Depot.
Yes.
A great neighbor, too. Just one of the best people on earth. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. We want you to call 790-2040, 790-2040. Pick up the phone. Donate $55 for a bike for a child. It'll make your Christmas. It really, really will. We'll give away the bikes December the 7th at the Elks Lodge 385 at 1800 North Oracle, 10 o'clock in the morning. Hope you'll join us there. The smiles on the faces of these children will make your Christmas. 790-2040 is the phone number to call. This portion of the John C. Scott Show originates from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. I want to thank Mike Emery, one of the greatest people on this earth, and when it comes to repairing your car or truck, but also sponsoring our show. He's a really good guy. A really, really, really good guy. Well, Bike in the Box 2019, Jesse Lugo and myself asking you for a donation for a bicycle. They're $55 a piece. All you got to do is pick up the phone and say, I'll give a bike to a child. This is a simple thing. There's no overhead, no handling and shipping charges. We just simply buy the bike and give it to a child. That's pretty darn simple. 790-2040. Not a lot of bureaucracy involved in that. December 7th, if you come to the Elks Lodge 385 at 1800 North Oracle, you'll see 500 children lined up, and they will each receive a brand new bicycle. And that's simple. And they will receive it because you've been able to generate at least one bike. 790-2040. Please help us out. We need to get to about $25,000. Got a couple of thousand today. And the wonderful people that listened to Christy Simone in the mornings gave $14,000 in one broadcast. That was yesterday. Chris has a great show and a great following. Does a great job for Bike in the Box. We thank him so much. Thank him so very much. 790-2040. Give us a call, Jesse.
You know, John, again, as you noted, the one thing about Bike in a Box is a simple program where the parents or guardians, they have to accompany the child to the event. I said, why? We want to assure that the child will then take that Bike in a Box home. So whoever the parent or guardian is, they have the responsibility to assemble that bicycle for that child. I said, what does that mean? As we heard, like Nicole with Elvira Elementary, by the children receiving their bicycle and then riding to school, there's something about that where she gave testimony that actually it does help mentally for them to be more alert while they're in school. And and I believe there was a study, John, a while back that also confirms this. So again, these individuals are considering then to make a donation, $55, to sponsor a bicycle for a needy child that's been identified as financial need and hardship cases. This bicycle will give them the freedom then to use that bicycle over the holiday, but also then to use for transportation to go into school.
Well, and if you don't think Tucson's a bicycle town, you haven't been paying attention. It's El Tour weekend, and the bicycles on their streets have certainly affected your travel one place to another, but it also makes us an international literally bicycle celebrated city.
Absolutely.
We are internationally known for our L Tour and internationally known for how wonderful it is to own a bicycle and ride it in our town. We are a bicycle friendly town, at least we strive to be, and I don't know anyone that would say, gee, I'd sure like to help a child get that bike. And these children that receive the bikes from Lugo Charities every single year would never have one without you. Yep. They just wouldn't. And that's why they've been specially chosen.
You know, you talk, John, about the bicycle Tucson being recognized as one of the communities with many, many bike lanes. Councilmember Richard Freem disappointed me to the initially was a Bond 409 commission that oversaw the funds that were approved by voters to improve our streets. But at the same time, there was monies allocated to actually improve bike lanes. That now is under the oversight of the 101 Bond Review Commission. Each and every one of the times that we have a meeting, bike lanes are always brought up. Because if there is a arterial that has bike lanes on it, then there's an individual that actually promotes to make sure that bike lanes then are updated. But each and every time, I remind a message to the City of Tucson Department of Transportation, the least you can do is sweep that 5-foot right-of-way
yeah,
to
exactly.
make sure it's safe for all these bike enthusiasts that are using the bike lane. And I told them, I challenge anybody, just take a car anywhere you go. Take a peek at the 5-foot bike lane. So although this is not a political show today, I said that's one thing that just have your the individual just call the City of Tucson, Department of Transportation, tell them, sweep this 5-foot bike right away.
Alex Rodriguez is on the phone with us. Alex, welcome to our show. I'm so glad you called. Thank you.
John C. Scott, Jesse Lugo, congratulations.
Alex Rodriguez, thank you for calling.
Absolutely. I'm so thrilled for the work that you guys do for the kids in our community. And I'm with my daughter. We're calling in on location, I guess, from Saguaro National Park, Rincon Mountains.
Wow. Good.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic.
Alex, before you tell us the amount of your pledge, tell us about your first bicycle and what kind of experience did you have?
Jesse, goodness, I'm one of 10 children. My first bicycle was a shared bicycle. And I'll never forget, my brother and I trading time for that bicycle and maybe even, arguing for time for the bicycle. But, you know, it was cherished moments. There's nothing like getting the first bike. And I would be more than thrilled to provide 3 bikes for deserving kids in the community.
Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Your $275 will sponsor, 3 bicycles. But I'm sorry, it was 110, 165. I did too much on it. I'm sorry to spend your money freely.
Yeah, you do a good job at it.
But with that,
we'll
Alex,
get you down to where you need to be.
If you have the opportunity, we certainly want to invite you to also attend the festivities on Saturday, December the 7th, to see Santa arrive at 10 o'clock in a fire truck. I guarantee you this, it'll be something you're going to remember for the rest of your life, seeing 500 children along with their parents or guardians there to receive the first bicycle and their bike safety helmet.
That's incredible. I'll tell you what, let's round it up to $200.
See, we get there. It's just a matter of perseverance here.
You said 200, Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, 200.
Do I hear 300, 300, 400? Do I hear 500, 500, 600?
We got him to 200. That's good. Alex, you're a great guy. Yeah, absolutely.
Alex, what do you do now?
I'm helping lead a U of A spinoff technology, antenna technology that helps move data. Whether it's here on the ground in the 5G market or microsatellites on orbit.
Wow.
So it's a company called Freefall Aerospace, U of A spinoff technology.
Yeah, with that, we also, want to know more about, say, like yourself working for this company. How many employees do they have there?
Yeah, so we're early stage still, so we're about 13 employees.
Uh-huh.
But here's the good news. We would be able to contribute back to the University of Arizona through royalties. We have an exclusive license from IP created on campus. And, you know, I think a model like that is will help create more societal value, mm-hmm. plus value for the university.
But
so we're working hard at it, Bobby.
The technology that is available, primarily, so, you know, what does it do?
It's new antenna technology. So essentially, we're helping provide connectivity. It's greater field of view, a stronger gain through our technology, through our new approaches for antennas, the traditional antennas. These antennas will go on microsatellites that go up in orbit and low Earth orbit, and that's through a spherical antenna system that we have developed. Plus, there's other ways to apply them here on the ground so that you have connectivity. For example, right now I'm calling you from the mountains up in the Rincon Mountain area. But there's a lot of dead spots out here.
Right.
And in the future, the entire Earth will be wired. And think about the safety implications to that and the transformation opportunities in terms of the economy and connectivity overall. So it's pretty interesting, I'll tell you that.
Oh, absolutely.
Alex, thanks so much for your donation, and thanks for your friendship. Thanks for giving so much to this community. We're so much better off because you get up in the morning. Thank you.
John and Jesse, and to you guys, congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
Year, and thank you guys very much. Happy holidays.
Hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving.
Alex Rodriguez, he's not the baseball player, but he's just as important to us. Indeed. Alex Rodriguez, he's on the TUSD school board at one time, I believe. Wasn't he? I believe so. Yes, elected.
Great man.
What's that?
It's an honor and a privilege, you know, to know Alex and certainly the industry that he's in now with communications, how he may have stated that technology that will be available in the future for
my wife always says every time he's on the air, he's a real smart guy. And that's just because I don't understand what he's talking about. So he's a smart guy because she understands it. So he's a real smart guy. But we thank him for his bicycle donations. $200.
$200.
God, we climbed over 2,000, I think.
Alex, because of your generous contribution, we now have $2,125 to sponsor bicycles for needy children.
That's great. We're going to take a quick break and then come back. This portion of the John C. Scott Show originates from Perfection Auto Works Studios. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum. Not too political today. We're giving away bicycles if we can raise enough money to afford to buy them for children. We've done this every year for 21 years, raised over $500,000 and over 12,500 bicycles. Another 500, if you'll help us, please, by calling 790-2040. December 7th at the Elks Lodge 385 at 1800 North Oracle Road, we will give away the 500 bikes. Hope that you will join us for that giveaway as the ladder truck of the Tucson Fire Department lifts Santa and Mrs. Claus from the heavens to earth. All the children will be there waiting with their family to get the brand new bicycle. 500 new bikes to be given away on December the 7th at Elks Lodge 385, 1800 North Oracle. A part of Jesse Lugo Charities, a bike in a box effort, 2019.
You know, again, just to recap what will happen, we'll have 35 organizations, school, churches, nonprofit youth support center that have selected all these children, boys and girls 6 to 12 years of age, identified as financial need and hardship cases. Once they arrive there, at 10 o'clock, Santa will arrive in a fire truck, lift it up in the air like they're coming down from heaven. And then by doing so, then they'll receive their bike safety helmet. So they get the bike in a bus or take it home so they can assemble their new bicycle for the Christmas holiday.
Ward 6 City Councilman Steve Kosanchek on the air with us. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm so well.
Hi, Steve.
Thanks. What's happening?
Hi, Jess. Well, I'm going to cover four generations, one in honor of my mom, for my daughter, and my two grandkids. I'll go with four of you today.
That's fantastic. Thank you so very much.
It's too bad we can't get some of those helmets for the kids, people riding the scooters all over downtown, but that's probably not possible.
Yeah.
You know, Steve, since you mentioned these scooters, Are they illegally riding these scooters on the sidewalks, or are they supposed
Correct.
To...
Correct. They are illegal on the sidewalk. They're supposed to be in the street.
Yeah, the reason why I say that, because as I travel throughout downtown, I see them. You know, I'm concerned about, you know, what accident they may cause for a pedestrian, because literally I'm seeing these pedestrians trying to, you know, bob and weave, you know, to get away from these scooters.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
And isn't this a failed experiment? I mean, seriously, Steve, isn't this just isn't working?
I think it's not working. And so on December the 3rd, I have a study session item where I'm hoping to get three other council members to agree to end this pilot program like now. We have the 4th Avenue Street Fair coming in the second weekend in December, and I want these things out of here before that thing happens, or we will, Jesse, have accidents with people.
Yeah, you know, in fact, you know, my concern is certainly if it is an accident, you increase liability for the city, you know, only because of not foreseen action taken to prohibit these scooters, you know, riding, you know, on the sidewalks.
City of Santa Monica is being sued by an 88-year-old woman right now for $500,000 because she stepped out of her car and stepped into a mess, a pile of these things laying on the sidewalk, and broke her hip. So, yeah, I mean, it's not only accidents, but suits, and not even to mention the clutter. So, yeah, I'm going to try and end this thing.
But, Steve, this isn't necessary. This form of transportation is not necessary, period.
The majority of the people that I see on these things are riding from bar to bar, not from home to get to the bus stop, like a couple of the council members were alleging it would be the experience. So, no, I think it was a bad decision, and I'm going to try and end it.
What about the amount of money the city generates from it? Is it not significant?
No, it's insignificant. I mean, it's a rounding error for the budget that we have to work with. And frankly, when we said... You know, when we put this thing into place, the companies were supposed to have 2 hours to come out and clean up their messes. They're not doing that, and even if they were, the problem is that the business owners and residents are the ones who are having to do the enforcement and make the phone calls. So it's wrong on multiple levels, and I hope we can end it.
I hope you can, too. I think it was stupid.
Yeah, but thank you for what you guys are doing, and I actually just yesterday was I'll have a mentioned in my newsletter that's going out Monday that I wrote yesterday for this thing, because I know you're going to continue to take donations for a while, right up until
well, we got two weeks. We hopefully by a week from now we got the necessary funds, because after all, they're on my credit card, so I'm just hoping that we receive all the funds so I can do a reimbursement. But the bikes are here, Steve. Thank you for your 220 to sponsor 4 bicycles. As I wish you the best, the Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays.
Steve, thank you.
Same to you.
Amy
Same
says
to you.
Thank you, too. So thank you so much. Steve Kosacek, Ward 6 councilman. Here's a guy that said, I'm going to run for re-election. I'm not going to spend a dime. People wanted to beat me, go ahead. But I'm not going to spend any money. Not any money at all. I'm not going to ask outside sources to give me $1 million, unions or anybody else. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to ask anybody to give me anything. I'm my name's on the ballot. Vote me up or down. And overwhelmingly, he won. He wins. They didn't need one dime to get reelected. How many people do that? Not very many. Not very many do that.
The only other elected official that I witnessed that happen was Patty Nolan, clerk of the Superior Court, did the same thing.
Yeah, just, I'm not spending any money. Course, you want to beat me, go ahead.
Patty and her husband, Bush, now live in Las Vegas. But they still travel to Tucson from time to time when they do.
She's a great lady. Great senator, too.
Guess where they visit?
I have no idea.
Elks Lodge 385.
Oh, they come by. That's great. Good for them. I want to thank the Ward 6 councilman, Steve Kosacek. Richard Fembry is our Ward 5 councilperson, always gives.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he will.
Along with Richard and his wife, Mary, always makes a contribution.
Yep.
Again, everyone that has that donated last year should have received a letter solicitation along with a contribution envelope yesterday, because last Sunday, my wife, Carol, our cousin, Sandra, and her daughter Tabitha, we put a huge mailer out. We folded letters, licked and sticked envelopes, put the stamps on it, and they were sent. I put them actually in the bin at Cherry Bell.
Speaking of Carol, if we don't make our goal, we don't get any tamales, right?
No,
that's always been the way it works.
We're just premature on tamales. As soon as Carol's make the tamales, then I'll bring to you, John, along with Chris. And
the best tamales on the face of this earth.
Absolutely.
No one can do that.
She's
I don't know what she does, but it's just so special.
I believe that today she's shopping up for prime meat that she will then cook and shred to put in the tamales.
That's it. That's what.
But you just don't wham bam. You just put a tamale together. You know, it's got to be quality.
No, there's something about a tamale.
Even the spreader that I got for her, it equals the amount of masa that you put on it, the type of meat you put on it, the olives.
Really?
So this is quality control. That's one of the things.
That's
John,
it, huh?
As you know, I'm type of person, you either do it right or don't mess with it. But I am not allowed to cook tamales.
Well, you shouldn't be. Yep. If you have the best tamale maker in the face of the earth that you live with, then you don't need to participate.
That's not the reason why.
Oh, why?
The reason why I make a tamale that will feed probably a family of six,
really?
Which takes too much masa, too much meat, whatever.
Yeah,
so I am then escorted out of the house and be gone for 3-4 hours. And
yeah.
So, But
stay away.
But anyway, once the tamales are done, John, I'll bring your dozen tamales along with Chris and Ed on Wake Up Tucson.
That makes it all worthwhile. We're going to take a quick break and be back to close out our Bike in the Box efforts for 2019 from KVOI on this Saturday afternoon. December 7th, Thilks Lodge 385 is when we'll give away the bikes. 10 o'clock in the morning, 1800 North Oracle. Hope you'll join us there. It'll make your Christmas. It really, truly will. Help us out. We need more money for bikes. 4 bikes from Steve Kosacek. 790-2040 is our phone number. Give us a call. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum. Tucson Map and Flag announces concierge service. Tucson Map and Flag store that Tucsonans grew up to love is now closed, but Tucson Map and Flag is open during business hours on your phone. Call Charles Smith at American Flag, 887-4234. Order your American-made flag at a great price. Almost any size is available. Travel maps to most places in the world available as well. Now the concierge service of Tucson Map and Flag, just a phone call away. Call Charles Smith at 887-4234. Place your order. Tucson Map and Flag, sharing your pride in America with display of America's most cherished symbol. Call 887-4234. With me, Jesse Lugo, and another Bike in the Box effort, 2019.
You know, John, again, we want to thank Councilmember Steve Kosacek with the Ward 6 office for his $220 contribution. Matt Lyles. We have Michaela that also called in. Sam Stone. Coach Leo Golombieski. Alice Rodriguez. And, of course, Marathon Petroleum. They're the refiner that actually supplies the new Speedway branded stations here in Tucson. We thank them for their generous contribution of $1,650, which gives us a grand total just within a little less than 2 hours for $2,345.
All right. Well, we want to thank the people that have called and ask you to take the last 12 minutes of our show and pick up the phone and make a donation. 790-2040. Without you, we just can't make this happen. Each year, we strive to get to $25,000 so we can get 500 bicycles. And, of course, with the wonderful contributions made during the morning show with Christy, Simone, and Ed Alexander, of over $14,000, got it off to a great start this year. They did a marvelous job. Such a great show. 790-2040 is our phone number. We're trying to add to the effort as we've been doing this for 21 years. Started out giving away 2 or 3 bicycles way back then, and each year it's gotten better. And $25,000 for bikes is our goal this year. Jesse.
John, I just got a notification that Scott Stewart just went online, lucocharity.com.
Former Pima Community College board member.
And he donated $110. So with,
what a great guy.
Scott, we want to thank you because of your generous contribution. We were at $2,455.
Here's our friend F.N. Rodriguez, the Pima County Recorder. Ann.
How you guys doing today?
Better because of you, Annie.
Yes, I said, I put it on my reminder list to call in, and I said, it's almost 4, so I apologize for calling in so late.
No, but, no.
You know, you two fine gentlemen, you guys have been doing this for longer than I can remember, and it's a great, great community service. As you well know, we started out going to the casino ballroom, and then we moved over to the Elks, which my husband is a member of, as well as Jesse. So I've done different stages at the event along with my husband, and to see the look in the children's eyes, you know, when they come in, they register. I've done the registration, and they go out with a box that contains a bike, you know, it just puts light in their eyes. You know, I can't verbalize it how important it is. And, you know, for all the people that through the years and even this year that have contributed, we have to go back and remember what it's like when we were children, you know, and how we were all excited. And unfortunately, some children don't have the financial resources, or the parents don't, or may, you know, come from a broken home. So to get a gift is always memorable for them for the rest of their lives.
You know, Anna said, you know, one of the things that, you know, our theme with Local Charities, Back in a Box, is very simple. Changing life one child at a time. But tell us about your experience when you first got your bicycle or had the opportunity to ride a bicycle.
Well, you're a twin, as I'm a twin too, Anne. And we never knew who had the bike, did we?
No, my mom and dad were okay. We both got our bikes.
Oh, okay, I get it.
We both got our dolls, you know. But I came from a family of seven children, so I was also used to getting hand-me-downs. You know, you always got all the hand-me-downs when you're at the end of the chain. Not just with clothes and toys, it's just and everything in general in life. But, you know, we all survive and we make the best of it. But I got a Schwinn bike. I remember that. And, of course, you know, my dad had to put two together to surprise us. And then we had to ride it. And my dad was one, and I think we had an uncle or somebody who helped the other one, because we have to teach two of us how to ride it. But, you know, we'd go up and down the street, fell a couple times, got some knickers on the knees, but you get up and you go again. And I think what's important, that's also a lesson in life. When you get a little bit knocked down or things turn bad, you just get up and keep going again. And that's what, you know, that is a memory that I'll always have, you know.
Yeah, one thing when I'm downtown, you know, taking care of business, I see some of our senior citizens that may trip a little bit. But I've done it myself, too. I always look back like, okay, who pushed me, right? But, and, you know, you indicated that you had seven children in your family, but then Alex Rodriguez just called earlier. He said there was 10 children in his family. I said, what was it with Rodriguez family at dinner time? What time did you eat, and what were the rules?
Well, coming from, you know, my parents were Catholic, so we were all raised as Catholic. My dad was self-employed. My mother stayed home and raised kids. And, you know, that's when they had Ringer washers and clothesline, and there was no microwave. And
you said clotheslines?
Clothesline.
Clotheslines? What did you put on that clothesline?
A lot of diapers, they said. Anyway, you know, and everybody had to pitch in. We had two older sisters. And so one older sister was assigned to me, and the other older sister was assigned to my sister, because there were seven of us, you know. So my father was self-employed, ran a small business. So when we knew what time Dad closed the business, and when he was home, we knew each child knew what their duty was, is to set at the table. And nobody gave any back talk to my mom, because you didn't want to hear about it if my dad walked in the door. We all had respect for my mom, and we did as we were told. We had a vegetable garden, raised our own animals, you know, to put food in the on the table, because there's a bunch of kids. And I remember back in my older brothers and sisters, well, let me get back. My dad, you know, came in. He would wash up a little bit, and we would sit down as a family and pray and have dinner together. And then each kid had an assignment to clean up the mess, and we had television, sit down as a family and watch different shows, depending on what night it was. And then everybody had to get the books and get their homework done.
When you say you watched TV, do you remember when you watched The Wizard of Oz on a black and white TV, like 12 inches with two little doors?
You know, I remember when the hi-fis came out, because remember, there was the age gap with seven kids. CYO was very popular then in the church, and so we were the first family that had actually a carport in the neighborhood. So they would have the CYO dances in our garage with the punch bowl, and we live close to Amphi High School, so, you know, they do that one, which is even kind of interesting. My two sisters have passed away, but their friends will still come into the office mm-hmm. and will touch me and say different things of how they remember about them and different family members, and also from people that remember the business will come in and remember what a lot of things that I wasn't aware of how my father and mother helped people because they were proud people, humble, but always was very charity and kind-minded to people that were less fortunate than they were.
Yeah. When you, I've always was brought up when you receive, you have to give back. But and we want to thank you and Byron for sponsoring Bicycles. How many Bicycles can we count on you guys to sponsor?
I think Byron said he did 2 or 3. I can't remember what he said, but it.
You want to override him and just tell him 3?
Oh, Jesse, you're keeping tabs. I don't know what he said.
But 3's a good round number.
All right.
3's a good round number.
Okay,
all
we'll
right.
put you for 165 for 3 Bicycles.
All right, Annie, thanks so much. And that's why you could be Recorder for Life. I have no idea why you've chosen not to run again, but we're going to miss you as the Pima County Recorder, one of the best recorders in all of America. And I just, every year, admire you more with the challenges you face in Arizona. But you've overcome every obstacle to get people to vote and be sure that vote is counted. And we owe you such a huge debt of gratitude for the honest way that you've conducted your office and with the incredible amount of energy that you've given to your responsibility as a public servant. Thanks again, Annie. I appreciate it. Thanks for the bikes.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Ann. You're
back. Very busy year.
It has been and will be. Ann Rodriguez, best recorder in the
absolutely,
country.
Absolutely.
We've talked to her 1,000 times. She's such a great friend.
Absolutely. You know, as you indicated, and I agree, the best county recorder in the state of Arizona.
No doubt about
but,
that.
But, you know, it comes to a time and place, John, that I believe she served 28 years as a Pima County recorder. You know, it's time to enjoy life.
Yeah.
So this way Ann and Byron can appreciate and smell the roses because you live
once.
The time you live, well, no, you live every day, you die once.
Well, there you go.
Right?
All right.
And that's the key. So certainly we want to wish them both well. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you and happy holidays because of Ann and Byron's donation of $165. John, our total is $2,620 on the John C. Scott Show.
And we'll probably get to $3,000, hopefully, with some movement at our website. By the way, very simple. Just go right to jesselugos.com, and you can get there by just simply going online and making your contribution work. www.lugocharities.com, an easy way to give to Bike in the Box 2019.
You know, John, we want to thank all your listening audience, certainly the John C. Scott Show on The Voice, 1030 AM radio, KVOI.com, trusted local news and talk.
I want to thank Christy Simone for starting it off with a huge of success in fundraising this week, $14,000 to Bike in the Box 2019. We've added close to $3,000, trying to do this again one more time and give you an opportunity to give a bike to a child. KVY The Voice, this portion of the John C. Scott Show originated from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Thank you so much for listening. Join us December 7th at Oaks Lodge 385 at 1800 North Oracle 10 in the morning and watch our giveaway of 500 bikes to 500 children. It'll make your holiday. It is a gift that we'll give all season long. Have a great evening, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to our show.